Now here's Steven Gerrard just short of the centre circle. To the left for Johnson. Now Lovren and Skrtel, and Crystal Palace have yet to get the ball down and really maintain any element of possession. It's all been Liverpool so far. Can they fashion some sort of early opportunity? Coutinho looking for Lambert. He's managed to stay onside and he's rolled home. It's a first goal for Liverpool for Ricky Lambert. He sprung the offside trap and was found with a super pass through, and he just rolls it past Julian Speroni. And before Crystal Palace have even set themselves, Liverpool have the lead at Selhurst Park.
What a perfect start for Liverpool. Brilliant.
Lovren has hacked it away. Lambert underneath it. Joel Ward gets the header and it comes down for Mal Jedinak. Still Liverpool playing with 10 men, with Joe Allen receiving treatment to a head wound. Ledley has it for Palace, moving over the halfway line, left of the centre circle, finding Bolasie. He'll move into a little bit of space and shoot and hit the post, and it's home by Dwight Gayle. 1-1, Liverpool's tormentor-in-chief is at it again. 4 goals in 3 games against Liverpool for Dwight Gayle now. And Palace are back on level terms with their first decent effort of the match. Throw in flicked on by Shamak. Bolasie's going to get away from Lovren, who fell. Bolasie cuts it back and it's tucked home for Crystal Palace by Joe Ledley. Liverpool were ahead and they're now behind at Selhurst Park. Yet another comeback for Crystal Palace against Liverpool. Crystal Palace 2, Liverpool 1. Joe Ledley has scored and it's diabolical from the Reds again. As a free kick is given against Skrtel for a foul on Gayle. In another dangerous position this time, Jedinak might fancy it. Dead centre. Jedinak 7 or 8 yards outside the box. Great effort, wonderful goal for Crystal Palace. It is absolute disaster for Liverpool. Mile Jedinak makes it Crystal Palace 3, Liverpool 1. It's a brilliant free kick, but Martin Skrtel has got to hang his head in shame for giving it away.